So, good morning, everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I have to get the candles out.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. Now, several of our people are not here because they've caught COVID. So, Patricia and Francis have had it. They're both over the COVID, but Patricia has the kind of aftermath, so she's not very well at all.
Oh, gosh.
And she's taking antibiotics. Jim and Phil were supposed to be here, and they've this week got it.
Oh.
And as you know, Phil has health problems, but
she's much better. She was driving the other day.
She was driving. But then Jim got it. And of course, Alison, Kane, and John had it as well. And so she's not come today. Patricia thought we should wear masks again. I don't know what you think about that. Because I guess it's because everybody's been going backwards and forwards to the UK and so on.
No.
But hey, we've been and we haven't caught it.
We don't even care.
So it's up to you, but if you think you'd be safe with a mask, please wear a mask. Okay, so after that strange introduction, we'll begin, shall we, with hymn 41.
Through Christ our Lord.
Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "The first commandment is this, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets."
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
The grace of God has dawned upon the world through our Saviour Jesus Christ, who sacrificed himself for us to purify a people as his own. Let us confess our sins. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbour in thought and in word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Listen to me, you islands, Pay attention, you cities from afar. While I was in my mother's womb, before I was born, the Lord called my name. While I was in her womb, he kept repeating my name. He made my mouth like a sharp sword, and he hid me in the shadow of his hand. He made me like a polished arrow, and in his quiver he hid me away. And he said, "My servant, it is you, Israel, by whom I will manifest my splendor." But I said, "I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing and vanity. Yet surely my cause is with the Lord, and my strength is with my God." In fact, the Lord has spoken, "Who formed me since the womb to be his servant, in order to bring back Israel back to him, and to gather Jacob. Since then, I am honored in the sight of the Lord, and my strength is with my God. He says to me, 'It is not a right thing that you should be my servant by raising up the tribes of Jacob and by gathering Israel. I have destined you to be the light to the nations, so that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth.' Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer, the Holy One, to the one who is deeply despised, and that the world abhorred as something disgusting. He says, 'Kings shall see, and they shall stander, and princes as well. They shall prostrate because of the Lord, who is faithful, for the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you.'" This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. From Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God and our brother's first things, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, together with all of those who in every place call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, but their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that has been given you in Christ Jesus. For in every way you have been enriching him in speech and knowledge of every kind, just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will also strengthen you to the end, so that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. By him you are called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, God.
Hymn number 537.
Oh, sorrow of night, sorrow.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming towards him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
May the Lord now be in all our hearts and upon my lips, that every thought and word may be holy for the honour and glory of his name. Amen. There's a lovely TV comedy sketch, first seen on a British TV programme called The Frost Report in 1966. It features John Cleese, Ronnie Barker and Ronnie Corbett, and it's about the British class system. You won't know anything about that, of course, in America. Because John Cleese is taller and upper class, he looks down on Ronnie Barker. Ronnie Barker is middle class and looks up to him, but looks down on Ronnie Corbett because he's shorter, and what's more, he's working class. Here's a short extract.
"But I look down on him because he is lower class. I'm middle class. I know my place. I look up to both. But I don't look up to him as much as I look up to him. Because he has got an eight breeding. I have got an eight breeding, but I have not got any money. Sometimes I look up to him. I still look up to him. Because although I have money, I am vulgar. But I'm not as vulgar as him. So I still look down on him.
Sorry, I missed the important sign. It's not very long, you get it on YouTube. It's about less than 2 minutes long. It's a fabulous sketch. And so true. Ronnie Corbett knows his place. I think that we all need to feel that we know our place in the world. The things that are important to us, the things we believe in and the things we don't. We all want to be comfortable in our situation in life, comfortable in the depths of our being. I think that also applies to our chaplaincy, which came into being 10 years ago on Friday last. Although our beginnings as a congregation can be traced back 22 years or so. Things didn't always go smoothly, to say the least. But eventually, the chaplaincy of All Saints was officially born on the 13th of January 2013. Don't be superstitious, 2013. The congregation found its place then as a full part of the Church of England. What are you looking for, says Jesus in today's Gospel. Well, I think that's a good thing for us to think about today, both personally and for our chaplaincy. Do we know our place? Have we found our place, or are we still looking? When I was young, people didn't have gap years before university as much as they do now. But quite a few of us did go travelling, often after university. Air travel wasn't cheap in those days, and a lot of us ended up going by road. One of the in things was to drive from the UK to Greece in a London taxi or a mini. Don't know one of those two things. Delia and I did it in a mini through 9 different countries. Today it's normal for our young people to go anywhere in the world, sometimes round it. Why do they go travelling? Why did we do it? I think it's partly to do with what Jesus was saying in today's reading. What are you looking for? We were looking for a place in the world, looking for that elusive something. In a sense, we were looking for ourselves. Christians might say that we were looking for the person that God meant us to be. Travelling gives time and distance in isolation from all the things and people that have helped so far to make you who you are. Going on a pilgrimage does that too, as many who have walked to Santiago de Compostela, as we will say, or on a retreat, somewhere to be quiet and have nothing to do but share time with God. When you find out who you are, for Christians, that's part of finding out who God is and what your relationship with Him is going to be. This isn't something we do only when we're young. We're all searching, we're all looking, however old we are. That's what the disciples were doing in today's Gospel story. They'd been following John the Baptist, but he pointed them towards Jesus. The prophet Isaiah was speaking for the nation of Israel in the first reading today. It was written at a time of hope for the release of the exiles from Babylon, and also hope that God's salvation would be for the whole world and not just for the people of Israel. The prophet, speaking as the nation of Israel, was saying, "I know my place." Paul was writing a difficult letter to the Corinthians, a church that he himself had founded. There were various problems, and probably another letter from Paul, which we no longer have, that had made things worse rather than better. They'd lost their way. We're not sure what they were looking for or what their place was. Today's reading that Martha read is really only the introductory greeting of the letter, where Paul talks about what is right and good at the church there, before going on to deal with the problems. What are you looking for? I think there's still a great thirst today for explanations about the meaning of life, for a spiritual dimension, for principles to live your life by, to know your place. In my younger days, when people were searching for meaning in life, there were all sorts of gurus around with their ideas. Transcendental meditation was one. Marxism, another. Today, the internet, with all its positive aspects, also enables nutty ideas and downright lies to be spread very quickly. For example, you may have read this week about a UK Member of Parliament who's been disciplined by his party for spreading misinformation about vaccines. He got those lies, and I mean that really, truly, from a conspiracy theory website. If you read all through the New Testament, you get a picture of what Jesus is like. If you add to that the traditions of the church that have been handed down to us, the picture becomes clearer. Then if you add to that a knowledge of him through prayer, you get a fair idea of this Jesus person. Those are the proven ways to find what you're looking for, to know your place. It's similar for our little chaplaincy here. After 10 years, it's time to decide how to move on to the next 10 years. What is our place here in the beautiful, real south of France? We need to find a way to keep our services going. For this to be somewhere to encounter God through knowing Jesus Christ. As St. Paul said in the second reading today, we are called to be saints. That's our place. It's even our name. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Are you ready to stand now then, please, for the Creed? We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please sit now for the prayers. Let's rest by Jenny on behalf of Julie.
In the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father. Fill our hearts and minds with love for you. Everlasting God, we join together in praying to you for the needs of the Church, the world, our communities and ourselves, trusting in your love, which reaches out from before the foundation of the world. Lord, in your mercy. Holy God, let us give thanks for our chaplaincy on this our 10th anniversary, and give thanks for our priest Roger, our church wardens Nigel and Patricia, for our bishops Robert and David, and our archdeacon for all the work they do. May your Holy Spirit guide us and give us discernment and wisdom in all decisions about the future. Lord, in your mercy. Father God, let us pray for the Church in Madagascar, to which we are linked, for the leaders of the Church there, and for all Christians who are members of the community there. Also, let us pray for Christians in countries where Christianity is suppressed and made illegal, where Christians suffer for their faith. Lord, strengthen them through your presence, and may they always be aware that you are walking at their side. Lord, in your mercy. Creator God, we pray for your world. Forgive us for taking for granted the wonder of your creation and the endless cycle of nature. We pray for the farmers of the world, many of whom still use those methods described by Jesus, and we especially pray that they may be treated with fairness for their labours. We pray for farmers suffering as a result of climate change. Lord, in your mercy. Loving God, we pray for our world, which seems to be caught up in violence and conflict. We pray especially for those in Ukraine. We pray for peace and for the laying down of weapons. We pray for those who live in fear and also for those in Russia. May they all experience the power of the Holy Spirit to comfort them. Lord, in your mercy. Loving God, we pray for those in need in our community here in France and further afield. For those who fear for their ability to put food on the table and pay their bills. We pray for those who tonight will go to bed hungry and upset. Let them feel the reassurance of your presence. Lord, in your mercy. Loving God and Lord of life, we pray for the gift of courage to face up to and cope with illness. We pray for those known to us who are ill or housebound, and for those in hospital. May they know your presence at all times. We also pray for the victims of cruelty, abuse, and violence, and give thanks for all the medical services and voluntary services who care for those in need. Lord, in your mercy. Faithful God, we thank you for the opportunity of being together in prayer. We ask you to lead us into the coming week. Help us to believe you are close to us. Keep us from making mistakes, and help us never to disappoint you. when we face hard decisions or difficult times, when we enjoy ourselves and have fun with others, may we know that you share these times with us. Now, let us commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. Merciful Father,
accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our Saviour Christ is the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there shall be no end. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us offer one another a sign of peace. Our next hymn is number 106. 106.
Go thus in our right, O my.
are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this bread to set before you, which earth has given and human hands have made. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this wine to set before you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become for us the cup of salvation.
Blessed be God forever.
The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
All honour and praise be yours, always and everywhere. Mighty Creator, ever living God, through Jesus Christ, your only Son, our Lord. For at this time, we celebrate your glory made present in our midst. In the coming of the Magi, the King of all the world was revealed to the nations. In the waters of baptism, Jesus was revealed as the Christ, the Saviour sent to redeem us. In the water made wine, the new creation was revealed at the wedding feast. Poverty was turned to riches, sorrow into joy. Therefore, with all the angels of heaven, we lift our voices to proclaim the glory of your name and sing our joyful hymn of praise. Praise and bless you, loving Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And as we obey his command, send your Holy Spirit, that broken bread and wine outpoured may be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. On the night before he died, he had supper with his friends, and taking bread, he praised you. He broke the bread, gave it to them, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When supper was ended, he took the cup of wine. Again he praised you, gave it to them, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which he shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." So, Father, we remember all that Jesus did. In him we plead with confidence his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross, bringing before you the bread of life and cup of salvation, we proclaim his death and resurrection until he comes in glory. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Lord of all life, help us to work together for that day when your kingdom comes and justice and mercy will be seen in all the earth. Look with favour on your people. Gather us in your loving arms and bring us with all the saints to feast at your table in heaven. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, O loving Father, for ever and ever. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ.
We are one body because we all share in one bread.
God of glory, you nourish us with your word, who is the bread of life. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, that through us the light of your glory may shine in all the world. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Father of all, we give you thanks and praise,
that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son, and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
So our final hymn is number 143.
Thank you.
Please sit for the notices. There was something I was going to say, do you know, and I've forgotten it. Old age. The next service is in 3 weeks on the
50th.
I've probably got it written down here. Yes. 15th, is it? Yes.
5th
of February, that's right. 5th of February. Everybody else knows. Why do I announce it? People, we'll try to announce it. Are we going to have refreshments in here or outside, folks?
In here.
Okay. Whatever.
Yes.
It's set up outside, but you can go and get it from outside and come back in, I guess. Because it's only about 12 degrees, I think.
Yes.
Barbara wants to come and have a word. And then Judy.
Some of you may have already read about the Ukrainian refugees that are living in this vicinity, but whether you have or not, I'm going to tell you about them. This is beginning of World War II. A group of French Protestant students got together with a French resistance worker to help evacuees. And over the years, this enlarged, and it's now become a government organisation with the acronym CIMAD. And the mayor of Caen is a member of that association. There are various centres around this way. And when he heard about the Ukrainians coming to France, he found out that there were a lot of vacant houses in the village that he put at their disposal. And also, I think the main lot of the 15 Ukrainian families live in these houses in Caen, but also there are some at Nepies and at Alignon-Devant, maybe somewhere else that I don't know. And the children obviously go to the local schools. And it so happens that at one of the schools, I don't know which one, there is someone with Ukrainian roots, and he or she is able to help the children if necessary. And the refugee families have been pointed towards the Resto du Coeur at Pézenas. And Claude, who is in charge of the Resto there, had this idea to bring them together. The number of people going to the resto is so large that they have time slots, and he decided to have all the Ukrainian refugees come at the same time on a Friday, I think it's 4 o'clock, so they could get to meet each other and maybe make them feel a bit more at home. So when you're supporting the Resto du Coeur at Pézenas, you're also supporting these Ukrainian refugees which are living here for goodness knows how long now. So please remember them. Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara. Well, that's interesting. I didn't know that. Judy.
I'm not going to come up here. My apologies, first of all. Last time we met, someone asked me if we could use towels for LSR. He's identified as a hacker who it was. I apologize.
Sorry, what was the answer? What was the answer?
Oh, we'll talk after. Well, the answer is yes.
The answer is yes. Whatever the question was. I think that's all, unless anybody else has. Come on.
Yeah, safeguarding again. 3 things. I don't know if you've all made your New Year's resolutions for this year. But it would be nice if you could add to your list to do the basic awareness training, which is on the website. So go on there, if you've got a spare moment. I know you've all got very busy lives, if you've got a spare moment, go on the website, the church website. It's good excuse to go on the chaplaincy website. Go on the and do the basic awareness. Once you do the basic awareness, I'm sure you'll be encouraged. Oh, this is good. I want to do the domestic abuse module, and I want to do kind of the. Don't you? I mean, one thing leads to another. I wish there was more on there, really. But anyway, so that's the first thing. Second thing is, Delia pointed out, and I completely not noticed, so I'm not really very attentive, that without those doors, all of the policy stuff is no longer, we should be posting that, so we're thinking about putting it on the sandwich board, so it's not there at the moment. But since it's not there at the moment, it's even more important that you then sort of look at the bit here on your notices, keep my number, or if you have any concerns with anybody, or for any reason, you can talk to me, obviously, Roger. He's not really very good, but obviously I'm joking. Okay, Patricia and Nigel, who is actually very good, actually. So talk to him first before you talk to me.
Don't tell him because he's here.
I wish I was joking. But and then the third thing, which is all of you who are doing it, was something that actually Patricia mentioned. It was on a mail she sent me about the urn. So this is actually, I suppose, also a sort of a safeguarding issue. Apparently there's some problems with the urns. When you're doing the coffee, I didn't have a chance to, that's why I went in there. Apparently, you have to put the coffee in first and the water before switch it on, rather than switch it on and then put the water in. So some of you are maybe doing this. I thought it would be good.
No, I usually put the water.
I'm not pointing fingers.
I'm not sure about this, because if you had a kettle, you'd never switch it on and then put the water in, would you? It's
yes,
just the same.
I know. Look, again.
Sorry.
these are the times we live in, I know. If all of you can remember the Frost Report, you're clever enough not to do it. But we live in a world where there are people who might do that, so we have a responsibility to say, you know, be careful avoiding water, you might scald yourself.
Do not switch the kettle on at the same time as
and,
the urn.
And yes, as the, yeah. Yeah. Oh, don't do that either. Because otherwise it will blow a fuse with it. Oh, right, okay, well there you go.
Yeah. I don't do any coffee, it's him, when it's our time.
Oh, right, you're not pointing
fingers. I
didn't
have to.
Okay, right, yeah, it's his fault.
Well, actually, everybody knows.
I think this is getting out of hand.
You don't switch on.
I don't touch it.
The electricity when everything is empty. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
You've got to feel the electricity first.
I don't touch the electricity.
Exactly.
That's common sense.
Yeah, it is common sense.
I don't know if we're allowed to use those terms. What? Somebody might be offended.
Common sense. I think it's time to have the blessing in coffee. How about you? Please stand. Christ, the Son of God, perfect in you the image of his glory and gladden your hearts with the good news of his kingdom. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ. Amen.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yep, not sugar. You don't
no sugar, no thank you.